This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a dirty little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines for the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A woman found her boyfriend cheating on Google Maps. She noticed a Google car drive past her house in Ceará, Brazil, and looked at the Google Maps site a few days later to see which route the car took away from her house. She then noticed her boyfriend's motorcycle with a mystery woman riding on the back, kept searching through Google Maps, and eventually saw her boyfriend on a park bench with his head on the woman's lap. Who needs Find My Friends when you have Google Maps?
Taylor Swift's new paramour is encouraging the idea of open casting. Open casting is defined as dating people outside of your normal type. After Taylor has dated a series of what the New York Post calls British twinks, like Joe Alwyn and Tom Hiddleston, she has gone full jock with Travis Kelce. Could I please attend the open casting call for British twinks, though?
An NYU professor is advocating for the university to start teaching young men mating dynamics. Scott Galloway warns of a looming social crisis driven by excessive consumption of pornography and the rise of AI sex bots. He said that digital facsimiles of real-life connections are robbing men of the opportunity to improve key social skills. I mean, I would love to be a TA for that class.
The Colombian woman who claimed to have sex every night for 20 years with a ghost is now dumping his ass. She said the relationship started after the ghost began initiating fornication 2 decades ago. But recently, the ghost revealed itself to her and appeared to have fangs and the face of a gargoyle. The woman decided she did not want to have contact with him again. And that leads us to today's topic. Ghosts.
Ghosts. So this woman is fucking a ghost for 20 years.
And she sees him.
He finally shows her. He's finally vulnerable with her enough.
Yeah.
To show her what he really looks like.
I know you've been asking.
She's like, I felt like you judged me, but I have a gargoyle face. And she's like, get out of here.
Yeah, she's like,
20 years?
Yeah.
And like, you didn't know what he looked like, girl?
Does that mean nothing to you? I'm honestly sad for the ghost.
I'm sad for the ghost. He showed his true self to her. He tried to be real with her and she
and
was
vulnerable.
Like,
and she was like, ugh, yeah. Just kidding.
Like, you were sleeping with a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, be thoughtful about these things.
I find this topic absolutely fascinating.
Tell me more. I mean, I do too, but I want you to come in hot.
I mean, I'm fascinated by it because I think it's like the most extreme level of like fantasy, you know? Like,
yes.
It is fantasy to the fourth dimension, you know?
Yes. Like, this is the purest form of fantasy.
It's as far as you can go. And it's like, no one can say, like, what do you say? Prove it, you know? Like, you can let this ghost do whatever you want. And it's also something that really leans into the idea of like dubious consent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of like a safe way to explore, like dubious consent or like consensual non-consensual.
Or like plausible deniability.
Yes.
Like It's a really interesting, yeah, I guess specifically in the porn space.
Specifically,
I
mean, in porn space, yeah.
But also, yeah, if you're, let's just say, for the sake of whatever, that ghost sex just exists and is possible.
Are you saying it doesn't? Are you denying?
I'm saying it might not, Rach. I'm saying it might not, but I'm also saying it might. And I'm almost like, let's just not even go into a place where we have to justify ghost sex existing or not existing. Like, I don't even.
Then it's like, then before we even get there, we have to talk about whether or not ghosts exist, you know?
Exactly. And that's a different podcast.
Yeah,
so I'm just here to say, we're just going to go ahead and say that ghost sex exists for the purposes of this episode.
Of course it does.
And yeah, if you're having sex with ghosts, yeah. I mean, most of the situations where people talk about ghost sex sounds pretty dubious in the consent, or sounds like, this was just happening to me, but I was into it.
Yeah.
Which I guess is what feeds a lot of the porn fantasy. Yeah.
Yeah, I find it really, because I definitely believe in ghosts, and I have had sex dreams where it feels like, you know, I've
there's
had sex
with someone. Spectral influence.
Or I've had sex with someone. You know what I mean? And I was like, maybe that was a ghost. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah.
I am fascinated by the topic. I also didn't realize this, that spectrophilia is the attraction to ghosts or spirits.
Mm-hmm.
But it also, it means mirrors.
Yes. Also start sexual arousal from images in mirrors.
In mirrors. Which is kind of crazy.
Spect being the Latin root for to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ghost sex is just self-love. Just kidding. No, yeah. I don't think it quite tracks there. But yeah, really
but
interesting.
But there is a lot of especially in movies, they use that device all the time where you see the ghost in the mirror, you know, and that's behind you. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a ghost right now actually in that one. Just kidding. But I also, because I like mirrors in sex.
Oh, yeah. Know? That's a good point. Yeah.
I'm into mirrors.
Oh, that would be a hot porn. Okay, this thing is happening again where
I've come up
one
with
of
an
us
idea.
Is directing a porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a ghost porn where it's people fucking and it's spooky.
Yeah.
And we're in the bedroom having sex.
Yeah.
And there's mirrors. We're watching ourselves and then there's another person there.
Yes.
That's a really hot porn concept. It's a really hot way to introduce, let's say, a third and a ghost threesome scene. Uh-huh. Just have that person pop up in the mirror and then you're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also really, there was a trend. There's always a trend on TikTok around Halloween, but when it's this ghost came and you know, and these people make these videos where it's invisible and all of a sudden the pants get pulled down. It's a big juicy ass is you know.
Yeah.
I love those videos. And that's actually the kind of the porn that I was thinking of, where it's an invisible ghost, you know, and it's my ring cam or I set up a camera because I've been bugged by a ghost, you know?
Yeah.
And I those videos where it's invisible and the person's getting fucked or something.
Yeah.
And tossed around.
Yeah. The better the production value, the better. And it doesn't actually, let me rephrase that. Cause I think good ghost stuff can actually be just good sleight of hand, you know? You can make a fun ghost porn, which we'll talk a little bit about on the other side of the break, without needing the special effects of seeing the ghost. It's almost more fun if it's done with practical effects and kind of simply.
Yeah.
And how do I make it seem like something invisible is fucking me, which is a hot challenge to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think you're right that dubious consent in this space is central. That's why it's hot.
That's the taboo. That's the hotness. Yeah.
It has that oh, who am I fucking? I just feel really good and want to go with it. And how exciting is that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm so hot that this ghost wants to fuck me.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm irresistible.
They couldn't help themselves.
Yeah. The ghost.
They couldn't help themselves.
He broke
through to our dimension
in order to fuck me because that's how hot I am.
He crossed the veil of mortality.
Space and time. Yeah, the veil of mortality. Because I'm hot, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hot.
Can we talk about the list of celebrities who have talked about or claimed sexual encounters with ghosts? Okay, Kesha, Affair with a Ghost, lead up to the release of her track Supernatural. Anna Nicole Smith,
I know,
in 2004 said she was having recurring sex with a ghost.
I love her.
Was into it, said it was awesome sex. Paranormal Activity 2 actress Natasha Blasic said on This Morning that she had sex with two ghosts.
Yeah.
Describes being able to feel the pressure, energy, and warmth of the ghosts. Joy Behar.
I know that one was the greatest. Of all people? Where's that clip from The View, you know?
Said on The View that she's had sex with several ghosts. She's never gotten pregnant from a ghost.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. And then Lucy Liu. It's a longer list than I expected.
I know. I was like kind of shocked.
And I'm sure it goes on much longer than that. But even just that is kind of stunning. Funny how many of them are like, oh, who was working on Paranormal Activity 2 or like Kesha and her song. You know, sometimes it's hard not to be like,
I know.
Is it a press opportunity to just talk about, are you appropriating ghost sex to promote your thing?
Exactly.
Or did you have ghost sex? But fascinating. Yeah. Wild list.
I want to talk a little bit about like history.
Okay.
And like folklores, you know.
Oh, let's talk about history and
different, culture and their folklore. There's like ghosts are associated with sexuality. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this, but actually succubus, female, and then incubus, which is the male are a pair of seductive demons or evil spirits in a variety of folk traditions. Succubus seduce men and drain them of their semen and energy, and incubi seduce women to impregnate them so they'll bear their demonic spawn.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, we talked about that briefly in one of our live shows, just like the succubi and like flying in the window and like sitting on the monks and making them have orgasms and such. And there's this fixation around like they must be
stealing
after the semen. They're trying to steal the seed. They're trying to impregnate us. It's funny that even in the folklore, it has to be about procreation. I'm like,
It can't just
if I'm
like,
a succubus and I'm incubi, I'm just fucking you.
I'm
like,
fucking,
I'm just here to fuck.
Babe.
Like, isn't the point that I'm demonic and like I'm not bound by sex before marriage fears and stuff, and that's what's scary to you?
Right.
Anyway, incubus. There's a word we haven't used.
I know. And I was like, wow, that's what the band...
Enough, or a band that we've referenced maybe ever on this show.
And then La Llorona, which is a folk legend. She's like a crying woman, but she's like lures men to their death in a seductive way.
Yes.
Yeah,
the luring of men by La Llorona is what I was unaware of. Like, we know her as the crying woman.
Right.
Why is she crying? There's, like, different theories.
Yeah.
The main thrust of it is that she drowned her children or her children died, typically. Mm-hmm. But then the luring of the men, I wasn't aware of.
Yeah. So I read this article on Reddit, which was about, like, from Katie Heavy and Ariana Rebellini, and they like tried to have sex with ghosts and here's what happened. And they like talked to this like ghost communicator,
like
ghost
a medium
hunter.
Essentially.
And this is like the tips for setting up ghost sex.
Oh my God,
sex
ghost sex tips. Who knew? Yeah. I love this.
So here's five steps. So the first one is like, know that it's real, take it seriously, be as goofy as you want, but know that you are actually inviting a real spirit from beyond in. So like you're opening a portal into their realms. Okay. So just know that's real.
Okay.
Number two.
Just take that seriously.
Know your belief system. So like you need to know who you're going to call on if you get scared, like your angels, whoever, your God, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Number three, don't get scared.
Know who you're going to call on if you get scared. Don't get scared.
Yes, but don't get scared because fear will do negative things. Fear will prevent it from happening. And then also fear will bring in the wrong kind of energy, like a darker energy that will feed on your fear.
Yeah,
terrifying.
I believe that. I do believe that.
And then four, know that this is our realm. So they have to play by our rules.
Yeah.
They only have power over you if you give it to them. And then number five, have fun with it and like let go of any preconceptions of it being evil or bad and have it, you know, have fun.
I love that the ghost sex rules are like, take it seriously.
Yeah.
Have fun, girl. Stay hydrated.
And you know, like, know that like they have to follow your rules because they're in your realm. You know, I was like, these are great tips.
It feels like you could just barely take them one step more general and they'd become just like tips for sex.
Of course.
Know your own system, like know your belief system, know what you're consenting to.
Yeah, know your boundaries.
Don't be scared. Know your boundaries. Own your needs.
Uh-huh.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated. Use lube.
Don't be scared, you know?
Like are they, so the women who are writing this Reddit article and they're doing it, are they like going to haunted areas and
hanging
out for the night?
So I read the whole thing and like, this is what happened. And like one of them, like nothing happened. But they do like they talk through their steps, like they like lit a candle.
Is their apartment haunted? Or are they like, let's have sex with our ghosts? They're just generally trying to call forth ghosts.
They're calling forth spirits. They're asking these spirits to come in. And then doing some like breath work and sort of like chanting and like calling in spirits.
Mm.
And then there's also like a bunch of other tips and tricks. And like one girl was like, nothing happened. And the other girl was like, my hand sort of started tingling.
Yeah.
And she was like, so I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like what's happening with my hand? And then one of the other tips to like close the veil is to like get grounded, like was like to touch like iron.
Mm.
And she was like, so then when I touched iron, which is like my bed frame, she's like, my hand tingled even harder,
huh?
Which she was like, which is interesting. So I don't know if like that was like the ghost like releasing, but, and then they like,
or trying to hold on. Yeah.
Yeah. But the other girl was like, nothing happened.
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're like, but we really wanted to have sex with ghosts.
Yeah. Interesting. I do feel like it's a major variable. Like you got to be out there finding the ghosts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like being like, I'm trying to have sex with a man.
Yeah.
And you just like lie down in the middle of the street. Like, like theoretically, you could be like, come to me. But I'm right. Like, don't you want to go to like a highly populated haunted area?
Yeah, of course.
Do you maybe want to like know what kind of ghosts we're talking about?
Yeah.
Like,
who are you calling?
Could you go to a specific kind of haunted building or something?
Oh, that was another thing. It was like, try to like visualize your ghost.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
And they were like, I don't know. I visualized like a Victorian woman with like a brooch.
Yeah. In my mind, I was like, how do I go to a haunted old brothel, like a hotel that used to be a brothel, and just call in friendly
Soho House in London. Yeah. In Greek Street.
There you go. Just like call in some, but maybe they're not happy, but like I could have a good time with some. Mm-hmm. Some sex workers of other times and just see if they'd be down, you know?
Right. That's a good porn, too.
There's probably a lot of queer women among those women, if we're honest.
Yeah, for sure.
They might be delighted.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Should we do the showdown?
Yeah.
Okay. Stepson fucked by the ghost of his stepdad and step-grandpa.
Wow. Pulling a grandma into a ghost... Is it something like she's closer to the veil, so maybe she can be a conduit for that connection as well?
Step-grandpa. Step-son fucked by the ghost of his stepdad and step-grandpa.
Step-son fucked by the ghost of his stepdad and his step-grandpa. Okay, yeah. The genders were just all over the map for me, and I didn't really think about them.
Yeah.
So this is a gay ghost porn, and grandpa's here.
Yeah, gramps is here.
But do you see what I mean? That like gramps might be
helpful.
Closer to the veil.
No, they're both dead. They're both ghosts.
Everybody's dead.
Except for the stepson.
Right.
But it's important that they're not blood related.
I'm sorry. I am not firing all cylinders. This is so funny. It's so funny when you have layers of dubious consent and taboo. Like, had to be step grandpa.
Right.
Because we're not fucking our real dad.
No. Ghosts. Incest is still incest even after we're dead, babe.
Yeah. It's just far too loaded, you know? Yeah. It's already still loaded to be fucking your dead stepdad, your dead step-grandpa.
Yeah.
It's so many things I can't even keep it straight.
I know.
Incredible. Well, that one really rocked my world.
I know. Sorry to fry your brain.
That was like, it's a step-grandpa. It's like porn math can get really hard. I'm like, wait, it's step-son fucks ghost of stepdad, step-grandpa, not grandma.
No.
Like, my mind was misgendering. I was what's the word for misgendering that's like confused about who was alive?
Yeah, I don't know.
No offense to the ghosts. I'm
just
sorry.
Confused, I think.
I'm sorry to dishonor your transition into the afterlife. I literally just didn't have the title in front of me and got confused. Okay. This one's far simpler.
Uh-huh.
Fucked by Devil Ghost 03.
Oh, 03.
I think it's probably
2003, a really good year.
In my mind, I'm like class of 03.
Yeah.
Because
I
am, but I'm also like, it's probably just the third in a series of Fucked by Devil Ghost, but I like that it feels like a year. That it feels like a throwback to the early aughts. This ghost is wearing juicy sweatpants and
a puka shell necklace.
Thank you. Perfect.
Okay. Invisible ghost gangbang. Yes, it's what you think it is. Which is interesting because I think it's an invisible ghost gangbang.
Wait, didn't we talk about this?
It does sound familiar.
Because isn't it that it's incredibly, this is like one of the more creative, it's stuck in my brain. I think, isn't it that she's alone and she's just like, oh my God, whoa, and is kind of like reacting to the various dicks around her that we can't see. But she's just basically doing and talking and describing her fantasy gangbang and we're watching it.
There's some like piano music.
Uh-huh.
You know.
But skip ahead, and it's not that we're playing the ghost. It's that
no,
the ghosts are invisible, and we're seeing what they're her reaction to them is all,
yeah,
right?
Sort of. She's like sucking invisible cock.
Oh man, I almost wish we carved out time to talk about this video, because I remember it from years ago, and
she's like just sort of
it's
like,
it's one of the more creative things I saw on the internet. I was like, this chick is just
I mean, she's
having an incredible fantasy and showing it to us.
But
I love it.
She's like, she's literally like doing this. Like, there's nothing there.
Yes, I do remember this. Incredible. Just incredible work by this creator. So creative. And in her fantasy, she's doing an incredible job at multitasking. That's the gift, is like when you are having an invisible gangbang.
She's like...
the dicks can be gigantic and you're having no trouble navigating all of them, you know?
Yeah.
You're incredible at
this. Who's going to say no? Who's going to say you're doing it wrong?
Who's going to tell you that ghost isn't having a great time with its insanely shaped and
also
wildly
the ghost
gigantic
said it was the best
dick.
Sex of his afterlife.
Oh, he said that? We know that? Okay, great. That's important. Mm-hmm. My crazy stepsister jerks me off dressed as a ghost while my girlfriend S next to us.
S.
So this is just stepsister porn, but girlfriend's there. I think it just is next to us, but just a weird typo. Okay. Just S, period.
Yeah, weird.
Somebody, we haven't talked about it in a while, but I love that it's like, are you just in such a hurry?
Yeah.
Like, you're in such a hurry to post this porn that, like, the word is evades us. Yeah, pretty straightforward. Just dressed as a ghost, you know, why not?
Yeah. Okay, I've got two more.
Okay.
Velma and Daphne fucked by ghosts. Of course we have to have a Scooby-Doo one.
Okay, that's brilliant, actually. We definitely have to have a Scooby-Doo, one.
You know.
Clever, important culture canon. Mm-hmm. Next one for me, and I'll have one more after this. Pussy fuck by vibrating ghost.
Oh, okay.
That one's just kind of cute, you know? Like, you could just... Yeah. It's creative. It's like... creating a body to go with your vibrator, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I do that every time I jerk off? Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like taking it a step further and being like, he's in the room with us right now.
Yeah. Is the ghost in the room with you?
Yeah.
Okay, last one from me. Close encounters of the horny kind.
Aw, lovely.
Yeah.
Why is that sweet to me?
I just adore liked it. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last one for me. Mm-hmm. A ghost seduced me, so I fucked her in the bathroom and filled her ghost pussy up with this big black ghost dick. So that's the twist, right? It's like, were you a ghost the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, a ghost seduced me, fucked her in the bathroom, filled her up with this ghost dick, it turns out I have. Like, this is the sixth
also
sense.
A ghost.
Of ghost porn.
He's
like,
realizing,
I was,
he's like, wait a second.
I was dead the whole time. Yeah. I hope we didn't just ruin Sixth Sense for the only person who hasn't,
who still hasn't seen it.
It ruined for them already or hasn't seen
that
it.
That deserves a rewatch, actually.
It's a good point. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, deserves
good
a
movie.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break to watch Sixth Sense, then we'll come back and talk about ghost porn.
Sounds good. Tis the season.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
So, the first video we're going to talk about. The best free you scene you will ever see. Sex ghost fucks three gorgeous women without them seeing him. Now, I would argue that this person is not a sex ghost. Also, I got to come out of the bat and say, I'm like, who is he to these girls at the very beginning? Did you get that?
No, the relationship here is really confusing. It's giving Cinderella vibes.
Yes.
Like, he's just a weird...
I'm like, is he okay?
Accessory to these. Yeah. I'm like, why
does
he
live there? You know, they're so mean to him. These three girls are like, clean faster. Like, you need to clean up and you need to make our kitchen spick and span. And after that, you need to be doing our laundry. Yeah. It's truly Cinderella vibes.
Are they roommates? Are they step siblings?
Yeah. Are they related?
Unclear.
I don't know. Yeah. Unclear. It's really not clear. So, like, he's like sweeping up nothing.
Yeah. And by the way, this is Team Skeet.
Right. Of course. So he goes to the kitchen and he gets a fortune cookie and he gets to like make a wish.
Which is how fortune cookies work, by the way.
And then he so sadly wishes to have never have existed.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so sad.
Ups and downs in this video. Like, it's quite chaotic and then has these gestures in it that you're like, someone was really trying something.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of a weird conceit that this guy's like, I wish I never existed. And then he gets to have this crazy sex adventure.
Yeah.
Like, there's something in this that I'm like, someone was really trying to tap into something. They had a fucking idea.
Exactly.
They're trying to see it through. They need some help in execution. Yeah. But there's like a kernel of truth here that I'm like, wow. You know, like, I'm like,
right.
That I want to honor.
Yeah. So he gets to be invisible, I guess. And one of the girls is like trying to like do her homework or something. And she's like, why is this so hard?
Yes.
And then, of course, classic, like he realizes she can't see him. So then he like pulls up her skirt and yanks her panties down and starts to eat her out.
Yeah.
And she's like on the phone. And this was the only one, like the beginning of this one, I thought was the hottest to me.
Okay. So yeah, I guess we should say there's different scenarios where it's free use.
Yeah.
Where the women are just continuing with whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
By the way, one of them is reading what looks like a very dense book. And I was like, no, she's not.
Yeah.
This character doesn't read. No, like, I don't want to say that,
well,
like.
That's why she said this is so hard.
Yeah. I want to be very clear. This woman, porn stars fucking read. But the character we've established in this porn.
No shot.
Who's like, clean up after me. Like,
yeah. And there's nothing on. There's empty plates in front of her. Like, clean plates.
Yeah.
So then she's on the phone and he starts to like slide into her and starts fucking her. And then we go to the orange shirt girly who's doing laundry and he's like still has his shirt on, but like hard dick out, like fully Winnie the Poohing.
Yeah. I mean, they can't see him. So what does it matter?
Yeah, what does it matter? She somehow, he like pulls her chin open and starts like fucking her mouth.
Yeah.
And
as the video goes on, we're faster and looser with the rules. You know what I mean? Where I was like, it got to a point where I was like, do you have mind control? Because he would just tell them to do things. And we didn't, forgive me if I missed this, but we never really acknowledged the fact that he's taking their clothes off and they're sitting with each other.
Right. And they're not like,
no one seems to notice when anyone else is. Like, why are you topless suddenly?
Right.
Why are you bent over the table, for example?
Right.
Where like that part of the reality degrades.
Oh, I feel something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was close to, like, it just would have been cool if we'd somehow, rather than sloppily establishing those things and then destroying them, like, actually followed those rules and been like, how much can we keep this going? Like, how much can these girls be like getting eaten out under a table and be right. like, why do I feel this way?
Yeah,
like,
I feel sort of
that to me. Something.
Yeah, that's hot. Yeah.
That's what's missing is like, is them actually engaging with it and yeah. being confused, but like into it. Like that to me is the payoff for Free Use.
What, it made me sort of sad because I was like, oh, these girls are literally couldn't be bothered that they're getting fucked right now. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, is this like sad for like straight men to watch and be like, oh, I've been lied to?
You know? Like, I had that thought too. I mean, that's always the case with Free Use. And we watched a similar thing with like Tyler Nixon as a ghost fucking these women in their like therapy session. I forget what that one was called.
It was Robbie Apples. Yeah.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yeah. They do sometimes their faces.
They have a similar, they have a similar look.
They have a similar kind of like boyish white boy thing.
Yeah.
Like, the good thing about this kind of Free Use is it points out to men, like, when you enter a woman, she's not, like, literally exploding and destroyed with pleasure because your dick is inside her now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was waiting for, like, the thing about Free Use that is hot to me is, like, a sort of, like, almost like a forced orgasm, you know? Like, being oh, my God, like, it's suddenly, like, I'm actually, like, fighting to ignore you, you know, like that's hot.
Exactly.
Like, I like that. Yeah.
The whole missed opportunity with this video is the women like doing laundry and then being like, and then like trying to go back to the laundry and then be like, and then just like, being sprawled out on the laundry room floor and like looking around and being like, what just happened? Like, they just had to take their clothes, you know, like just connecting those things. And because what's hot about Free Use is when it's like that dubious consent, but then we see the recipient or the person who's consenting in this gray area fantasy way.
Yes.
Then be like, oh, fuck, this is hot, you know?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that was hot to me was like the start of it, you know, like I was like, oh, my God, she's like reading a book. Like, I do love ignoring. And I do love
like, ignoring. Yeah. Like, the brief elements of ignoring, I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah. Like we get to.
That's hot. And, like.
Play with her hot ass and stuff. And they're beautiful gals. Beautiful bodies.
And he's a hot guy, too.
I was even endeared to him.
I was like, he's cute. You know, like, he's a little cutie.
Yeah. It just fell short. I don't think Team Ski is the platform for what
team,
this might have been.
Know?
Well, they're not. I'm not on their team.
Yeah.
But yeah, I return to the fact that I just feel like there was a nugget of a good idea here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or just like a weirdly deeper thing of like, I wish I never. I don't know. It's probably just dark and just somebody's random idea for porn.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you.
It could have been something.
Yeah. Should we talk about Possessed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is from Pink Label, directed by Charlie Ford, who we also talked
about before.
Yeah. She also had that video that was like a collaboration with Thousand Faces and where it was like she was like spying on like a couple.
Yeah. She was like the voyeur Australian creator.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan.
Yeah. I'm into her. Yeah. I like her stuff.
Yeah.
So this is with Kelly Panther and Salem. Charlie and Salem sort of decide to like play with this Ouija board.
Yeah.
And they accidentally like summon like an evil ghost who possesses them. And then they kind of like, you know, fuck Kelly.
Yeah.
And it was really hot.
You're like, how do I say this?
Yeah. So like they get possessed in a way and then they like don't even speak. They're just like moaning. And Kelly's like, what's going on? And then they like start choking her and spitting on her and they kind of like take her over.
Yeah.
And they kind of just like start having their way with her. Also, something that was cool was like it was black and white before. And then the second that they got possessed, it became in color.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay, I love that. They like rip the stockings and like Charlie squirts. And I really, and then we got some fucking fisting.
Yeah.
Which I was really into.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like fist Kelly and
yeah, they really go there. Like it starts as a sort of sweet scene, but I love using possession as a like, let's do some really kinky shit. Yeah. Let's squirt, like let's fist, let's go for it.
And then it was sort of like this, like Charlie being possessed, like made Kelly like fist her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I thought was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say I've recently been into getting fisted.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that you crossed that bridge.
First fists recently? Recently, yeah. There's been...
Wow.
Yeah, it's been...
Wow.
Shocking. It's been really shocking. I didn't know the limits of my own body. And then all of a sudden, one day I was like, how many fingers are in me? And he was like, all of them. And it was like the feeling of like knuckles like sliding in and out was like extreme. Because I love feeling stuffed, you know?
I was going to say you like to be very full.
Yeah. So it was really intense. And so I was like watching it. I was like, oh my God, now that I know that feeling, I was like, it's hot.
Yeah.
Really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also loved that it was like Kelly's the star of this because like she's the one that's like getting this demon has like decided to like take over Charlie and Salem. So they're like, they're really like sucking on Kelly's toes and like ripping her stockings and you know.
Mm-hmm. It was a hot dynamic and it had like a really clear narrative through line.
Yeah. And then like with like getting choked or slapped, like the demon like leaves their bodies. And Kelly was like, I really loved that. Like that was really fun. And they were like, what happened? You know, like we're not doing that again, you know? And then it was like, Kelly was
it's
like,
got a funny little button at the end of it. Yeah. It's cute. Yeah. It's cute.
No, I loved it. I was like, this is a fun little Halloween video.
Yeah. Only other thing I want to just talk about, the spiderweb asshole tattoo.
Oh.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yes. Nice touch.
I just had to be like, incredible choice. Yeah. Really cool thing.
Chef's kiss, really.
Yeah. This was hot. It was very gothy. It was very spooky. It like effectively told its story. And you know what I mean? Or like, we didn't need to see the ghost, you know? Like, you can do supernatural. You can do ghosts with just like, I'm possessed now and like, we're doing it.
Yeah.
It was hot. I thought this was really hot.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it did it for me, so.
And you, I just want to go back to you and your first fisting.
Yeah.
That's a fun little surprise in our spooky episode.
It's not even first now. At this point, now it feels like it's like being, it's in the repertoire.
Now it's just in the mix. Now it's in your vocabulary. But I didn't know that you had for the first time, whenever that was. And for the second, you didn't tell me about the first, second, third, or fourth time.
I know, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. But I'm
on text.
Telling everyone. I'm just telling everyone to just try it out. Try it out.
No, it is fun when you save treats like this for the show, you know? Yeah. Nice little nugget. Mm-hmm. Morsel for the listener.
Yeah.
And congrats, Rachel.
Thank you so
proud
much.
Of you.
Yeah.
Proud of you for continuing to explore your sexuality.
I do say it does make sitting the next day a little difficult.
I'm sure there's...
In the moment, it feels really nice.
Wow.
Like, it kind of reminded me of when we talked about, like, gaping with Michael Vegas, and I was like, I loved, like, the feeling of getting, like, my hips, like, spread open. Like, I was like, it is, like, a very unique...
Yeah.
Like, you're spreading bone. Like, it's, like, pelvis.
Yeah, it's almost like there's something... There could almost be like a ritual or a like, it's like yoga where it's like your body is pushing itself to the limits. And there's something in that that can be tied to the sexual event of it, but can also just be
like things are muscles down there. They can stretch. You know? It's kind of amazing.
And when Michael Vegas talked about like getting pegged and like gaping, it really sounded like a spiritual experience for him, or almost like a ritual of like, I have a tough day. I come home, my partner spreads my asshole and pegs me, and I feel better, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like you start with like one finger and you're like, that feels tight. And then all of a sudden you're like, four fingers are in you and you're like, how'd that happen?
100%.
Kind of crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Congrats, girl.
Thanks. And thank you for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram, at TikTok, at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our Twitter, I guess. So do we even use it anymore? at GOP the Podcast. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@Girls on Pern.
That one's active.
Yes. Patreon.com/Girls on Porn. And on our website, girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. Because we are two girls talking about porn, sometimes we just get a stray single star.
Yeah.
Someone stopping by to slap us in the face and then move on with their lives. Yeah. And that's to say that 5-star reviews feel real nice.
They do.
And they help us with our general rating average.
Yeah.
So if you do want to give us a 5-star rating, please feel free to include your Instagram handle so that we can thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.